So let's go over the fundamentals now, differentiating between MDD, bipolar type 1, and bipolar type 2 in a person with a major depressive episode. What does the DSM-5 tell us? Well, first off, major depressive episodes can occur in all three disorders, MDD, bipolar type 1, bipolar type 2. The criteria for major depressive episode is identical, and on cross-sectional examination, they look the same. The only way to tell them apart is longitudinal history. With MDD, there's no history of mania, no history of hypomania, and it's like a plain vanilla story. Onset maybe in the 20s, 30s, or 40s, and it seems to come on gradually. There's no complicated life history of multiple jobs, multiple marriages, chaos. It seems kind of steady under many situations. Bipolar type 1, in order to make that diagnosis in someone who has a major depressive episode, you have to have a history of at least one manic episode. That's not always easy to get if that person is trying to, like, not tell you about it. You need collateral information from a loved one or friend, and they'll tell you. So one thing I do, though, is I ask about things that a manic person would experience and not necessarily see as a big problem. Like, have you ever gone through a period of time where you didn't need to sleep very much? Like, you had a lot of energy. So that's not considered like a negative. And people will own up to it much more readily than asking them if they've had promiscuous sex with multiple partners, for example, which they won't tell you anyway, even if you've known them for quite some time and you have a good therapeutic alliance. People don't like to talk about that. But they'll talk about not needing to sleep as much. Bipolar type 2 is a case where you have to have a history of at least one hypomanic episode and no history of having a manic episode, but you do need that history of a major depressive episode.